That whole talk all week long about their front four for Detroit, help us understand from your perspective what they're like.
Talented group, physical, guys can get off the ball pretty quick, and you know, they got a lot of power and a lot of speed, so it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. It's going to be a all-day affair.
If they're that physical and that fast, are they able to just come straight at you, or do they make it mentally confusing up front too?
They can do a little bit of both, you know. They can play straight, and, you know, when they need to, they can move and try to cause some confusion. So, you know, we definitely have to be on our toes.
As you've watched the film, what have you seen other offensive lines try and do against them to neutralize some of that?
They've tried to come out and hit them and be physical. You know, some teams have had success and some haven't. So, you know, hopefully we can go up there and have success.
Jonathan, is there a counter in any way? Like, a lot of times they'll say, okay, if they're going to be so aggressive on the pass, maybe we can take advantage via the run. Is there any kind of a thought like that?
Well, you always want to stay balanced. You know, when you stay balanced, you can, you don't ever want to be in a game with a front four like this where they can just pin their ears back and come.
Take me through your history a little bit. When you look at some of those guys, Fairley, Sue, and those others, can you remember previous matchups against them and what those were like?
All tough games. So, you know, that's what I'm going in expecting, you know. Got a lot of respect for this group, and I know it's going to be a big challenge.
You guys as a group collectively, though, I think you all seem to look forward to these kind of games, don't you?
Definitely, you know. You play well in games like this. It's, you know, your peers around the league see it, and, you know, it gets you a lot of respect.
With regard to the bye week, Coach Payton had said that that actually had provided you maybe almost a head start in some way. When did you actually start preparing for Detroit, and how has it helped you with the extra time?
When I got back Monday, you know, but I did watch some film over the bye week, and I was trying to get back right at the same time.
If we're watching the game and wondering or looking for a sign of, hey, things are going right, things are going well, what would be an indicator of that if we were just to watch things inside the box?
I would say we're putting up points. That's the main thing. That's all, you know, we really care about. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be pretty. But if you get points on the board, and, you know, just about every time you get the ball, then it's hard to lose.
Thanks, Jonathan.
You're welcome. Yeah.